Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update related to this week's presentation about a proposed indoor rec center operated by the City of Pella. Well, Mike, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, I think some very big news, a project of large scope as we talk about the community center and we talk about recreation and arts needs in the community. Last month, the council informally decided to explore possibilities of splitting those projects up between a rec center and a community center. And we had the first unveiling publicly of the recreation center project that very significant in scope. First of all, let our listeners know what this ultimately means moving forward, if this is the direction council chooses to go, and some of the amenities of this facility, at least in the initial planning stages.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, we did have a continuation or discussion of the city's long-term facilities plan that does include both an action plan for the city's community center as well as a potentially new indoor recreation center for the community as well. Now, before talking about the new indoor recreation center, it's very important for the listeners to understand how the city is going to go about making their decision and where we are currently in the process with both facilities. Right now, I would state that we're really in the conceptual phase with both projects on it, and really the intention of the conceptual phase is to really explore all options that the council would need to analyze in making a decision both on the community center as well as the indoor recreation center. We anticipate very shortly to be moving in the fiscal capacity phase, and that's where you'll be looking at everything concerning the financial aspects of both projects and making determinations on those as well. The last phase of our project is what we would call the prioritization phase, is where you really establish a timeline and action plan for both of the proposed facilities. Now, overall, Andrew, we're hoping to have our plan completed by the spring of 22, and as you said, both projects are significant in scope. And so from our standpoint and from city administration standpoint, we're really taking an approach if we want to measure twice and cut once on both of these projects as well. So now getting to the proposed indoor recreation center, it's very, very important when you propose the indoor recreation center. And I would state in Iowa, they seem to be very popular. And a lot of communities try to plan for indoor recreation centers. And they use them as ways to actively grow your community. And, you know, just from a municipal standpoint, their view is not only being able to attract new residents to your community, but also additional development as well. In addition, in our case, and I would imagine we're very similar to other Iowa communities, we often receive requests for indoor recreation needs, particularly in the winter months. That's one of the common things in Iowa. So when we talk about indoor recreation services, we're talking about basketball courts. That's a very hot topic in Iowa, additional gym space in our community, as well as competition swimming pools. That's been an active item that's been brought up. And in addition, indoor walking tracks are something that we routinely receive requests for. Now, when we talk about the proposed indoor recreation center, the preliminary location that we have for the indoor recreation center would be the northwest corner of the Pella Sports Park. As a part of the project, Andrew, we would have to extend University Street out to out to the Pella Sports Park. So when we look at the indoor recreation center, it would actually have two access points to the Pella Sports Park. There'd be the old Highway 163 entrance that is currently there, and then we'd have the University Street extension. And as a part of that, we would also extend Baseline Drive up. Now, as a part of the project, we'd also be looking at as far as a bike path or a trail that would connect to Pella Sports Park and hopefully be able to connect back to Caldwell Park as well. So overall, when you look at the location, we think it's a great location, has great access to the Pella Community Schools as well as Pella Christian High School. So from that standpoint, we're very pleased with the proposed location for the Indoor Recreation Center. Now, as you talked about, the Indoor Recreation Center does have numerous amenities, and here's some of the highlights that we have on a preliminary basis for the Indoor Recreation Center. It would contain three full-size gymnasiums, and it would also contain a fourth multi-purpose gymnasium. All the gymnasiums would be set up to handle multiple recreational activities for the community, everything from basketball to volleyball to pickleball for the community as well. In addition, the proposed concept plan at this time includes both a competition swimming pool as well as a recreation swimming pool. And that's a very hot commodity, or I should say a request that we receive at the City of Pella anyway, is for the competition swimming pool. When you look at the Pella swim team that's administered by the City of Pella, as well as families in the wintertime that look for that is recreation pools, particularly recreation pools that have zero depth entry pools for young children. That's something that we do routinely receive requests for. In addition, the rec center would also include an indoor walking trail that would have a second floor that would be able to overview the recreational activities that would take place on the main floors, which would be the basketball courts and multi-purpose gymnasiums. The facility would also include large workout areas as well as exercise studios. In addition, the preliminary plans for the recreation center also include a rock climbing wall and a kids' play zone. So with that, it has numerous amenities, and this is something that we view would be a very positive amenity for our community as well. Now, as you mentioned last night, and I want to stress to your listeners, we're still in the conceptual phase and planning phase of the project. One of the questions that we have received as far as the financial impact of the project, and I would just like to state for the record that when you talk about the indoor recreation center in really a conceptual phase, we feel at the city administration staff level that this project can easily be scaled, sized and scaled appropriately to align with the city's financial plans. And from our standpoint, we also realize that when you talk about a significant investment like this for our community, we're going to need partners for the project as well. So what we would say is when you look at building the indoor recreation center and the overall total cost of that, that's very difficult to pinpoint right now because it's entirely dependent on the amount of funding that we're able to raise for the project. But likewise, we view this as a very positive amenity for the community. It has a potential to help grow our community, help attract additional residents to our community, which is very important for business and industry in our community as well. Now, just to put some comparisons out there, recently there was an indoor recreation center, about a 72,000 square foot facility that was built in Marion, Iowa. It's right around $20 million in cost, Andrew. Now, of that, the city had a portion of that total project cost. So overall, when you look at the cost of the facility, that's directly related to the size and scale of the facility, and it's also directly related to the amount of funding we're able to raise for the project as well. So again, I'd like to stress to your listeners, we're still in the conceptual phase for the Indoor Recreation Center. At this point, we think we got a great location, we got a great concept plan, and we're very excited about the project, and we're very excited about soliciting additional partnerships for the project. And overall, our timeline as far as making the decision on both the Indoor Recreation Center as well as the existing community center is right around the spring of 2022.
Now, I did want to clarify one point. I think a number, $50 million, has been thrown around and was on one of the slides at Policy and Planning this week. When we talk $50 million, that's not just the rec facility. That also includes Connecting University. It sounds like there may be some expansion of the sports park potentially included. And then I think the one question I've heard the most is, how's it going to be paid for? So let's start with the $50 million, and then if you can answer yet, how it's going to be paid for.
Yeah, well, Andrew, again, when you look at the total cost of the facility, the key takeaway is not to focus on the total cost of the facility, but really the city's contribution of the facility. And when you look at the facility, the $50 million number, if you were to look at in the size and scale in that range up there, and realistically, the project could be somewhere between 25 and upwards to $50 million. Now, when we look at the $20 to $25 million project, again, Marion just built a facility for right around $20 million. That was a 72,000 square foot facility. When you look at ranges of the plans that could go upwards to 125,000 square foot facility along with the university extension, that could be upwards to $50 million. The key takeaway is to realize is the city's component of the project. And again, the key takeaway is the city will need partnerships on a facility of this size. So it's really entirely dependent about the amount of funding that we're able to solicit and the partnerships we're able to finalize for the project as well. So the size and scale, the key takeaway is the size and the scale of the project. We believe, at the base level or a comparable facility, what others have built in the state of Iowa will be a very significant addition to the community. If we're able to go above that, it'll be even better. So we believe at this stage in the project that it could easily be sized and scaled to align with the city's financial plans. Now, as far as the financing sources and the financial parameters, that's really our next stage in the process on it. Right now, we're in the conceptual phase of the project. We're looking at the total options or the options the council would like to explore. As far as financing sources and what's being proposed for financial sources, the council will be designating significant amount of work sessions in the future to talk about the financial plans and also the financial parameters that we'll be working on in determining the city's contribution to the project.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.